You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, this particular theme music is familiar to something like 80 million households in America. It is far and away the number one show on Netflix. I have not seen it yet. Jeremy, however, claims he is a Bridgerton widower. That's funny.
I am. I have lost my wife now to the Netflix TV show Bridgerton. She has finally joined the Bridgerton train after seeing numerous ladies post about it on Facebook and how fantastic it is. It is now her treadmill show, so she gets on the treadmill or the elliptical and watches it. And then I have to sit there and listen to her gush about this TV show, acting like I'm interested because I'm a good husband. But it has completely consumed her, Dom. Specifically, this Duke of Hastings guy that is on the show, which she's in love with, as are all of you.
He's a good-looking guy, right?
He's a good-looking guy. And, yeah, I told Dom this morning I need to make a Facebook group for husbands and boyfriends that have lost their significant other to this TV show, and we can just all sit around and talk about how bad our bodies are and how we're never going to live up to Mr. Simon Bassett, the Duke of Hastings. It really makes me feel bad about myself, Dom. I don't like it.
Maybe you could do what a lot of people are doing because of the success of this show. They say sales of corsets have skyrocketed.
I need to buy a corset?
Maybe you get a corset and put that around your gut and pull that in, and it'll shove everything that you've got in your gut up into your like shoulders and your muscles.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. That might be what I have to do.
I was reading a funny story this morning. I was writing a piece about it for the Mindbender Club mailer that the corset sales, because of this show, are going up again. And corsets throughout history go through waves and troughs. I mean, sales go up, sales go down, stuff like that. You know, when Madonna wore the cone breast corset thing, they say it increased sales of corsets. And, Scarlett O'Hara wore one in Gone with the Wind, and there was a famous scene of her getting stitched into that thing. And I guess with Bridgerton, that's the big thing, is that they tight lace themselves, they call it, into these corsets. Although, somebody had to go out and make it no fun for everyone. Some, fashion historian raised her hand and said, they weren't wearing corsets like that back in 1813.
Okay, like, know it all.
Oh, stop. Just let them have their fun, will you?
The big seller right now is a mesh corset on Amazon. It's gone viral on TikTok. Get the name of this. The Model Gal Women's Vintage Strapless Open Back Boned Mesh Bustier Zip Back Corset Body Shaper Crop Top. If you're interested, that's what it is on Amazon, and it's going for $30 right now. So it's very fashionable looking right now. They're all over the place.
I guess the people on the show, one of them says they nearly fainted when they found out that Mr. Pearl would be the person to do their corsets, because Mr. Pearl, I guess, is world renowned as the greatest corset maker on the planet.
What a gig for that guy.
So Mr. Pearl got that gig, yeah. And now they were just like all a twit. They were all a flutter.
Well, I guess, could I get one of these for Nicole? Would that be okay?
Ooh, like, yeah, that will go over real well.
I
do
don't
that.
No, it's.
Hi, honey. Here's a corset.
Well, if it's all the rage and maybe she's into the show, I don't know. It's on TikTok, Dom.
I'm afraid that is one of those things where you're just going to have to let her, she decides to, get it herself. Whatever you do, don't make any comments about it.
Can it go any tighter?
Don't. Nothing like
that. No, you can't say it.
Nothing like, before we go, maybe you want to run back upstairs and put that corset on? You don't want to say
really
anything.
Really cinch
like
it
that.
Down. Really. Double knot it. Double knot it. What is, I probably know the answer to this. I don't know. I would love to get calls from women if they want to discuss Bridgerton and their infatuation with it and why it is consuming you so much. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it. It looks ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
It is so outblown and exaggerated. Yeah, but, and I mean, it's ridiculous.
Don't you remember a few years ago when Downton Abbey was the big hit? There's something about period pieces. Like, I got sucked into that show called The Great, which is about Catherine the Great in, you know, Russia a century ago or whatever, 1808, whatever. It's a period piece. And I got sucked into it, and I loved it. And people love period pieces.
They
like to escape into them. That's why The Great, Downton Abbey, now Bridgerton, people love that kind of stuff. That's why
and it doesn't...
I saw a little video interview with Julia Quinn. And she's the author who wrote the Bridgerton book series. And she was more surprised than anybody when this series just, first of all, got picked up and then became a hit. She seems like such a delightful, charming woman that it made me happy that she's got a hit series now because she's just really charming.
Yeah, that's great.
She found that formula, man.
The formula is the Duke
fiction.
Of Hastings, Tom.
Yes.
The formula is this guy that is gorgeous. I did a Google image search of him, and his butt is all over this TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me very uncomfortable. Like, I am not going to be now living up to any sort of standards in the house.
You are the king of inadequacy now. That's your new
title. I am, man. I have a hard time even kissing Nicole now because I'm like, is this how the Duke of Hastings would be doing it? I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Earlier this morning, I claimed that Jeremy was now the Duke of Tiny Town.
Yeah.
But I think Duke of Inadequacy might be...
It's true. Mm-hmm. And it completely reinforces the what is Nicole doing with me? Because this guy, look at him. He's total opposite of me. Complete and total opposite, Dom.
Listen, you have your fantasies about Megan Fox. So Nicole can have fantasies all day long, and you can't say jack about it. After she's put up with years of you drooling over Megan Flippin' Fox, which I've never seen, but
are you
she
blind?
Can have her Duke of Hastings.
I know. It still makes me feel inadequate. You seen his butt?